Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch Podcast. Today, we're doing podcast back in South Florida in USA. After being a week in Italy, doing Rome, of course, Sunday, the highlight of my Rome portion was Sunday's conference. Mother Teresa became a saint. And we'll talk about that in a few minutes. And we'll have some sayings from Mother Teresa and prayers. Also, I had an opportunity to go to Assisi, where Francis of Assisi's church was in the church there. And St. Clair and her basilica. So we'll be doing prayers for St. Francis and St. Clair tomorrow. And so first of all, I'd like to thank all those on the trip with me from Domus, Rome, and which is actually Domus, Australia, in Rome. And made a lot of great friends from the tour. I first like to thank Father Terry and Sister Elizabeth for the spiritual part of our trip. It was very, very successful. And the new friends I made from David and Timothy and Denise and all those who are sharing pictures with us, and hopefully Pat, my wife, will get her pictures and also share with you. So I enjoyed meeting you all. I apologize at this very moment. I'm not remembering everyone's name, but you are all in our prayers, and especially David for his recovery. I also had a lot of opportunities to meet priests and brothers this like spur of the moment at the airports or at the canonization of Mother Teresa, and Father David from Washington, D.C. I met at the airport in Rome, a brother and a priest from the New York area, where I'm originally from. I hope you guys are listening. I apologize. I don't believe I got your name, but if you do, please, all of you, do not have my email address. It's a WRYoung, Y-O-U-N-G, 12, the number 12, at yahoo.com. So please email me so I could contact you back. And I'd love to hear, as always, comments from my listeners. So today is going to be a short recap. This is so much to say. And again, to me, the highlight of the week was, of course, Mother Teresa, now Saint Teresa of Calcutta. I read a local article in the Monday's paper here in South Florida who called her the Saint of the Gutters. So I don't know, she'd be flattered with that saint, but she was in the gutters doing the hard work. And at the time, no one was doing that in Calcutta in India. They were the homeless and the hungry and the dying all in the streets. And I recommend for those who have not seen the movie about her life, The Letters, to see it. I got to see it in the movie theater. And actually, the composer, who is an Irish composer and musician, did all the music for that movie, and it's great, great music. I could just describe, according to the paper, it was over 110,000 fans to see St. Teresa become St. Teresa of Calcutta. And it was a beautiful day and sunny, but it was very hot, very, very hot. and some people had to leave, so I'm sorry for that, those who couldn't make it through. My wife was feeling sick, but she went through it and did the whole thing and to the end of the match. So thank you, Lord, for giving her strength to complete the Mass and have communion and a blessing from our Pope Francis. It was so lovely to hear Pope Francis' voice in person. It was Italian, but to me, Italian is like the musical language. It's so, you know, poetic. I love Italian. I wish I knew more Italian. But I say my few words and hello and goodbye, and that was about it. But I promise if I go back a second time, I'll know more Italian than that. That would be my goal for sure. And one of the things I noticed, and I mean, this is to me kind of logical, that when we have a new saint, all the angels and saints and our Lord and Mary are celebrating in heaven. Now, I leave my Facebook and I'll post it here. I took some pictures of some cloud formations. It was very interesting. One right in the center, it looked like a cross. And above it, kind of like an unusual big cloud. It's hard to describe, so I don't know who that was, you know, if it was anyone, of course, but someone very important. And then on the side to the left, it was a long line of clouds, like a thin, long line. And then it had like almost like little drops falling from there. So I don't know if that was the choir of angels or that was just all the saints in heaven. But she had a good turnout, apparently. And I want to thank again Father Thomas and all the priests, Father Terry, excuse me, who gave us a couple of pages of sayings of Mother Teresa. What I'm going to try to do, of course, I can't do them all in one day, so I'll try to do a new saying every day for Mother Teresa. And this one I kind of liked, so let's follow it and listen and kind of, you know, concentrate ourselves to Mary and Jesus. And here it is. We need to find God. He cannot be found in noise and restlessness. God is the friend of silence. See how nature and trees and flowers, grass grows in silence. See the stars, see the moon and the sun, how they move in silence. We need silence to be able to touch souls. So today I'm going to try not to talk too much on that note. And I bless you all, and I'm so happy to be back and share all my experiences. Tomorrow I'm going to share my experience. We took a one-day tour to Assisi in Italy. We saw the basilicas of both St. Francis and the church within the church, beautiful church within the church, and the basilica where St. Clare, who was very good friends with St. Francis, is a relic of her whole self. So, and it's quite some good prayers. And one last prayer I will end. From St. Teresa of Calcutta, born in 1910 and went to heaven in 1997. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God still loves the world and sends you and me to be his love, his compassion to the poor. Amen. And God bless you all. and have a great day. And I hope tomorrow you listen again and hear a little about St. Francis of Assisi and St. Clair of Assisi. Again, amen to you all, and God bless you.